Chapter 5. Detective Stones and Detective Williams spent the morning with Jeremy Foster's wife. She was very upset, but they needed to ask questions. It was important to learn as much as possible about the man. There had to be a reason for the murder. Perhaps Mr. Foster knew his murderer, and maybe he was in trouble. By the end of the meeting, they had a lot of information, but nothing to help with the murder. Mrs. Foster told them that Jeremy was a quiet, hard-working man. He liked to stay at home and didn't go to pubs. He was a peaceful man and never argued with people. He didn't have a bad temper. He loved his family and he loved his work. He had no enemies. Before he left, Detective Stones wanted to ask one important question. Mrs. Foster, you say that Jeremy was a quiet man.
Yes,
she replied. And you say he didn't go to pubs?
No, he stayed at home in the evenings. We liked to spend time together.
Mrs. Foster started crying. Detective Williams handed her a handkerchief. Detective Stones waited until she stopped crying. Mr. Foster didn't like to go out at night, so I can't understand why he was at the railway track at midnight. It's such a strange place to go. Do you have any idea why he was there, Mrs. Foster? Asked Detective Stones.
Well, said Mrs. Foster, things have been difficult for the last few weeks. Jeremy lost his job because the factory wasn't busy. The manager had to dismiss some of the employees. This made Jeremy very upset. Sometimes he went out for long walks. I told him not to worry because there are lots of jobs in Escombe. He was a good man and a good worker.
Where did he walk? Asked Detective Williams.
I don't know, really, replied the man's wife.
Did he meet anyone? Did he go for a drink? Asked Detective Stones.
No, never. He was a very quiet man. He didn't have many friends, and he hated pubs.
Back at the station, Detective Stones checked the computer. Jeremy Foster had never been in trouble with the police. It was a difficult murder to solve. Someone had murdered a quiet man with no enemies. His wallet was in his pocket, so it wasn't a robbery. The murder happened late at night, next to the railway track. Why was Jeremy Foster in a strange place like that, late at night? Mrs. Foster said nothing to help the investigation. He hoped some of the other detectives had learned something useful. The next team meeting was at 5 o'clock. When Detective Stones had a murder investigation, there were two meetings every day. He held one meeting at the start of the day and one at the end. It was important for the team to share information. He began the meeting and told the others about the meeting with Mrs. Foster. He then asked the other detectives for their information. Detectives Dawson and Henderson had discovered nothing. Nobody in the neighborhood saw or heard anything unusual. Detective Peterson found out that two trains had gone past
between 11 o'clock at night and 1 o'clock in the morning. One was a local journey, and the other one was a train travelling to Scotland. He had spoken to both drivers over the phone. Neither of them had seen anything strange. "And what about you two?" asked Detective Stones. "Did you learn anything at the pub or restaurant?"
"Oh, yes," said Detective Brian Davis. "And I think you'll find this very interesting."